Unit 11. Heroes. Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1. Directions. You are going to hear a news report about a heroic deed of a policewoman. Listen carefully and decide whether the following statements are true or false. Put T for true and F for false in the space provided. Then, check the answers with your neighbor. A hero inside. New York citizens were delighted by the heroism and amazing luck of a local policewoman named Arlene Beckles. Last Sunday evening, when the young policewoman was getting her hair done, three armed men burst into the hairdresser's, emptied the cash register, and began to rob the customers. Beckles stood up, stated that she was a police officer, and pulled a gun from under her clothes. The robbers began shooting. Arlene Beckles wounded all three but was pushed to the floor by one of the robbers. His gun went off twice. He and another gunman then fled. Police arrived, and the third gunman was caught. 3 days later, all three suspects were in jail. Beckles was promoted to the rank of detective. At the honors ceremony, she explained that all police officers have a hero inside. Exercise 2. Directions. Listen to the news report again and answer the questions. Then check your answers with your neighbor. 1. Where did this incident take place? 2. How many gunmen attacked the place? 3. Who caught the gunman? 4. Why was Beckles considered lucky by the citizens? 5. Why was she promoted? Listening 3.
Once a year, the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, chooses two outstanding citizens. These two citizens receive the Hero of Philadelphia Award. To receive this award, a citizen must first do a heroic deed. Then the citizen is nominated for the Hero Award. Finally, the Philadelphia City Council looks at the nominations and chooses the two citizens to receive the award. You are members of the Philadelphia City Council. This year, you received 613 nominations. Last week, you chose 5 finalists. Today, you will choose the 2 winners.
Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the descriptions of the 5 finalists and fill in the following blanks in note form, as the example shows. Hero Award. Daryl Smith, age 11, elementary student. On the morning of April 2nd, Daryl was playing in Central Park. He saw a group of young boys. They were beating up an old man. First, Daryl threw rocks at the boys. Then he ran to a nearby policeman and told him. The policeman caught the boys and saved the old man.
Sherry Lee, age 33, policewoman, unmarried. Ms. Lee is the leader of an anti-cocaine police group. Last year, she and her group arrested more than 50 drug dealers and seized more than 5,000 pounds of cocaine.
John Sawada, age 65, accountant, married, 5 children. Mr. Sawada worked for the City of Philadelphia. During the past year, he discovered his boss was stealing city money. His boss fired Mr. Sawada, but Sawada told the mayor. As a result, Mr. Sawada got his job back. His boss lost his job. And the citizens of Philadelphia saved $500,000.
Sophia Huffman, age 23, school bus driver, married, 1 child. On the rainy morning of October 29th, Mrs. Huffman was driving her bus with 34 children to school. When the bus went down a hill, the brakes failed. With no way to stop the bus, Mrs. Huffman drove the bus into a telephone pole on the side of the road. This stopped the bus and saved the children, but Mrs. Huffman died in the accident.
Tom Cook, age 31, unemployed, unmarried, and homeless. On the night of October 5th, Mr. Cook was sleeping on Jackson Street. A fire started in one of the apartment buildings there. Mr. Cook ran into the building and personally carried 7 children to safety. 30 people died in the fire.